Hey, what's up, everybody? It's been a long time since the last podcast. Actually, maybe a few months or so. And the reason for that is because a lot of stuff has been going on in my life. And I'll give you a hint. It had a lot to do with the last episode y'all heard, which is probably not up anymore because I took it down after, me and my wife. Well, after she talked to me and told me how she felt about it. It ain't like I didn't know that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. So it's not like I'm like taking it down, taking that episode down, episode 3 about love. It wasn't an apology. Like, I didn't take it down in an apology way. I just was like, you know what? Maybe I did say too much. Maybe I let too much out the bag, but I was just pouring my feelings out and saying how I felt about the things that was going on in my life, in my heart. And I just let it all out there. And, the backlash from her isn't necessarily the main reason I took it down. I just was like, you know what? Fuck it. I said everything I needed to say. I got it off my chest. I feel better now that I've said it. So, I mean, I don't really give a fuck if no one else hears it, but, I think that was probably my most viewed, I mean, not viewed, my most listened to episode, but, whatever, it's down now, a lot has happened in my personal life. I really don't know if I even want to talk about it, because it's like, I mean, what I'm going to do, take the next episode down? Like, from this point forward, whatever I say on the fucking mic is what I'm going to say, and it's just going to be what it is. I'm not about to pussy out no more and take down nothing. Because, just to be clear, she didn't suggest that I take it down. I just decided to do it. A lot has been going on. We are working on, I guess, trying to get us, get our relationship better and get back on track. I will say this, though. No, even though we're trying to get back on track, I will say this. Lying would have been so much easier. Like, I know you shouldn't lie. You should be honest. But sometimes I think about, like, what's been happening in my life. Even outside of my relationship, lying is just fucking easy. it just is. It's just easier to just lie and just fucking forget about the shit that was said. Because it's like, because I'm so very to the point about everything, I'm very honest about everything. But that comes with huge consequences. Some of them being people don't understand you. They don't understand what you're saying. They don't understand how you feel. They don't understand, they get offended by what you say because people don't understand you. So me being honest, like, very bluntly honest and very to the point about everything, has a huge backlash, and especially when it comes to, I'll say, employment and relationships, because I'm very, very to the point about how I feel about everything, and sometimes it comes off, I guess, negative. And I just think sometimes, man, if I just would have fucking lied, it wouldn't even be in this shit. it wouldn't even have fucking mattered. I wouldn't be in this situation. I just would have lied about it, about everything. How I felt about my friend, how I felt about past people I've been in love with. Just fucking lie. And you never got to deal with this shit ever. Or just, the one thing about lying is eventually it does come out. That's the only thing. So it's like, if you tell the truth, you get the same backlash. And don't let women fool you, by the way. When they tell you, I'd rather hear the truth and be hurt than lie and, I'll be hurt more. Trust me, either one of them, it's the same fucking thing. They're going to be hurt. If I told the truth, you're going to be hurt. If you didn't hear the truth and you heard the truth later, you're still going to be hurt. Like, it's not going to be different. Like, if I tell you up front, hey, I had sex with this girl, you're going to be mad. If I never told you I had sex with the girl and you find out 3 years later, you're still going to be fucking mad. And as a man, I want less stress. So sometimes I think, should I deal with the stress now or should I deal with it later? That's why most dudes lie. But me always being fucking honest, I won't not only tell you that I cheated on a girl, I'll tell you that I'm thinking about fucking another girl before I even do it. And that's where I think my problem is in, just how I am as a person, because of the fact that I'm so bluntly honest, it always just, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know how really to put it. But anyway, so yeah, man, a lot's been going on in my life. And I mean, I ain't going to go into detail. I mean, I said just a little bit of, you know, about what's how I've been feeling. But man, sometimes I ain't going to lie. Sometimes I just look back, dude, like, yo, if I just would have fucking lied, I wouldn't even be in this situation. But I guess, you know, I have a high moral standard, so I didn't lie. So yippee for me. I'm still fucking miserable. But anyway, why is this thing on my computer? I don't give a fuck about Firefox. Take that shit off. Anyway, but other than the bullshit that's going on in my life right now, I don't really know what the fuck to talk about. I don't know what to talk about. That's why I haven't been posting. I ain't know what to talk about. There's things I thought about talking about. So, I mean, maybe I'll talk about those things. Like, matter of fact, yeah, let's just go into what I've been thinking about talking about. You know the whole Jay-Z thing that's been happening right now? This episode feels like another scatterbrain episode when I'm just rambling and just saying shit and then making it an episode. And this might just be that. I don't know. Scatterbrain too. We're going to see. But you know the whole Jay-Z fiasco shit that's going on right now? I don't really know the details like that, but basically, Jay-Z's trying to get power within the NFL while Kaepernick is trying to get justice from the things that's been happening around this country to black people, and because of that, he's been taken out of the NFL. And I don't necessarily want to talk about Kaepernick. I want to talk about Jay-Z for a second because this shit really bothers me that people think they can tell rich people what to do with their fucking money and influence. Like, black people, gather around for a second. We cannot troll what these motherfuckers do with their money. And they can choose to do whatever the fuck they want to do with their money and their influence if they want to. If Jay-Z doesn't want to open up a school in Marcy Projects, he don't fucking got to. If Jay-Z want to put his money into fucking Republicans and white power, and he can do whatever the fuck he want to do with his money. Like, I'm sick and tired of our people thinking that just because someone makes it out the hood that they have to give back. They don't got to do anything. They can do whatever the fuck they want. Like, where did this idea come from that when you leave the hood, you're supposed to pay them money for... Why? Who says who? Who says who? Not to mention, let's just take my podcast for an example. I don't got no fucking people listening to this. I guarantee you none of my friends are sharing this besides maybe the 3 or 4 real good people that I know. Other people are not sharing this and getting the word out so I can become a mogul in this podcast space. No one gives a fuck. I'm just doing it because maybe 3 people in my life told me that I need to fucking do it. So I started fucking doing it off the strength of that. But let's just say I make it. And I get big and I get on Clear Channel and I get like an actual podcast going, like where I was like actual funding behind it and advertisement. And I actually start making money and I can do it for a living. You really think, nigga, I got like maybe 4 people, 5 people at the most and I'm a hookup. Fuck everybody else, because at the end of the day, I don't got to do nothing for nobody else. Like, who fucking says that these rich people got to give back to their communities when they leave? They don't have to. They can do whatever the fuck they want with their money. Like, I don't understand why we feel like that. Not to mention, we also don't understand that Jay-Z has a fucking point. We can't keep crying about injustices. We got to fucking fix it. And he may be trying to fix things from the inside, from the inside out. Who knows? He got to get in first. But if we're already shunning the dude because he's doing something that's unorthodox, then how the fuck are we going to ever affect change? You got to start somewhere. So maybe he figured, well, with my power and influence and all the white people I done shook hands with, maybe I can change things from the inside. Like, why are we mad about that? Here's another thing I don't understand. I've seen people on the internet and on, in the comment sections of videos saying that, comment section of videos and Instagram posts and stuff saying that Jay-Z is doing this for personal gain. Who the fuck wouldn't? Like, I don't understand that. Why wouldn't you do a deal that benefits you? Why? Like, I don't, what are you saying? So you mean to tell me when you go to work every day and you work for 40 hours or more and you get your check, you just give it to random people in your community? Or do you put the money in your fucking bank account? Like, you go to work for yourself. I mean, yeah, you got a family and all that shit, but you don't just go to work to give your hard work away, to give your hard work, earned money away to somebody else. You do it because you need to sustain yourself. Like, where did this idea come from that working hard and giving all your, like, working hard and making sure that you are protected is a bad thing? Like, he don't even want to get in the NFL for personal gain. Well, fucking course he does. No one does a business deal for everybody else. You do it for yourself. And you share whatever you can with the people you care about. Like, that's what going to work is. It's literally, I'm working at this company so I can make money for me and then give some to the people I care about. What are y'all talking about saying that, like, Jay-Z's doing it for personal gain as if that's a bad thing? You're supposed to fucking work for personal gain. You're not supposed to work for nobody else. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? So, I did want to clear the air on that because that's how I feel about it. I don't understand why people get mad at rich people for doing what they want with their money. I'm going to tell you what I'd do if I had money. If this podcast pop off and I make it, I'm not moving to fucking L.A. I'm going to stay right here in GA. But the difference is I'm going to move to some secluded woods. I'm going to build a fucking mansion and I'm going to go in there and I'm going to shut the fucking door and lock it. That's what I'm going to do. Like, y'all motherfuckers thinking that I'm going to give that. What would I look like going back to Philadelphia? The motherfuckers don't know me. They don't care that that's where I was from. That's where I was born and raised. They would knock my fucking head off. Which is something else we need to talk about. You know, when we talk about rich people, like black people, of course, rich black people. Like, we can't live in our own neighborhoods of fear of getting robbed, which always happens all the time. So they leave. But then when they leave, they get caught like, oh, them niggas going commercial. They sell out to whatever. They leave in the hood. But when you stay, you get robbed. When you visit, niggas trying to murk you. Like, look what happened to Nipsey. That nigga was in the hood all the time. And his niggas in the hood took him out. And don't try to give me that bullshit of you can't let the bad call of one person affect how you feel about them all. Yes, the fuck you can when your life is on the line. You got one fucking life to live. I will judge one fucking person. If I go to the hood and I make it and one nigga try to kill me, fuck this city. I'm not coming back. I'm not about to be like, nah, I'll be back. You know, I can't let one bad apple spoil the bunch. That is the most ridiculous shit I ever heard. If I got my kids in a school and there's one school shooting, I'm getting my kids the fuck out that school. Fuck the rest of these kids. I'm getting my kids out. Where do we get this idea that one rotten apple doesn't spoil the bunch? Yes, it does. Unfortunately, in a lot of instances, it does. And when you rich, you can't live in your own neighborhood because niggas might try to kill you. It is what it is. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent there. I really don't know what else to fucking talk about. Let's see what's going on in the world of the internet because I really don't know what the fuck I'm going to talk about. I got my freaking computer right here. I hope you're probably gonna hear those clicks. I don't care. This podcast is a shit show. I'm just talking and rambling because that's just what I do. Womp 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 womp. Womp 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 womp. I don't know, man. Fucking shit, man. What do y'all want from me, man? What do y'all want from me this episode? I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to be talking about. I heard Kevin Hart got in an accident. I guess he's still out of it because I ain't seen him drop no videos or nothing. So I guess he's still fucked up. He'll be all right. He'll bounce back. At least I hope he does because he's hilarious. Niggas don't like him no more because they don't understand that you have to evolve. I don't know why we think you're supposed to fucking stay the same when you start making money. Like, of course you're not supposed to stay the same. You're supposed to follow the trail of money. That's what all of these fucking people do. That's what I would do. Like, nigga, I'm going to follow the trail of money if I make it. Like, why would you think I'm gonna make it and then still carry pistols and that like a hood nigga, like people do? Like, what is wrong with you? If I make it, oh, I'm changing everything about myself. What the fuck is you talking about? Are you gonna give me a $2.8 million deal, a $20 million deal, a $40 million deal? No, you're just gonna write Twitters. I mean, you're just gonna write tweets and say how much I'm changed. Who gives a fuck when the money's coming in? Like, we like to act like it's black people that we wouldn't sell out if the money was there. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, ain't nobody got no integrity when it comes to money. I don't give a fuck who you are. I know I don't. I'll be talking about ads that I don't give that I don't really use if they gave me a fucking deal. I'll be sitting there talking about organic vegetables if they had an ad on this show. I'd be doing it. Y'all motherfuckers be acting like Now you gotta keep it real. You gotta keep it hood. Yeah, and then lose millions of dollars. Get the fuck out of here, man. All y'all niggas talking about is getting to the bag. So what bigger bag is a $20 million deal if I just gotta say some shit I don't believe in about Sprite or something like that? I'd fucking do it. Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry, but if selling out makes you rich, I'll sell out. I'd sell out in a fucking second. Only thing I wouldn't do is no gay shit. That's the only thing I wouldn't do. As far as everything in this world is concerned, I ain't doing no gay shit. That's the only thing I would. That's the only thing my integrity would not allow me to do. But I would sell a product I don't believe in. I'll fucking do a bullshit commercial. I'll even wear a fucking pink shirt, all that shit. But I just wouldn't do no gay shit. I just, because my integrity wouldn't allow it. It's the only thing I wouldn't be able to do. And they can have $100 million bag in front of me. That's the only thing I wouldn't be able to do. I would not be able to do no gay shit. It'd eat at my soul. Anything else, I'd fucking do it. Trust. Don't even try to think I wouldn't do that shit. I would do that shit in a goddamn heartbeat. Niggas trying to tell Jay-Z what he shouldn't do with his money. Fuck out of here. Oh, here's something that's funny. Because I know this isn't true, but they're going to say it is. Entertainment news. 30 celebs who don't seem to have aged at all. Come on, motherfucker. Like, I understand y'all rich, but I see the years on y'all. Like, come on, man. I mean, I get it. We got Keanu Reeves. Yeah, he don't look that old. All he got is that beard. But no, but you can see the age in his face. I mean, of course, it's just not a lot, but it's there. It's just like Nas. Nas looks super young, but it's there. It's not much, but it's there. But yeah, I would say, yeah, that's a good one. Keanu Reeves, he don't look that much different. But I mean, you can see that it's there. But it's very, very little. Take care of yourself. That's all. You take care of yourself. That's what happens. Who else they got here? Click, goddammit. Oh, no. This motherfucker age. He look weird. Goddammit. What's his name? Nah, shit. I forgot his name. Oh, Paul Rudd. Yeah. That nigga looks... He's aged, but like he still looks great though. Like that's all he still looks good. Paul Rudd, the guy from what's the fucking movie he from? He's from a lot of movies that I like. One of my favorites. What's that shit called? The movie where he's like the big brother to the little nerd kid. That Role Models, yeah, I fucking love that movie. He was in Role Models. They got a 2001 to 2016 picture. Like, he definitely he just looks great. I ain't gonna lie. He looks great. But, like I said, it's just the age hasn't been a lot. But he looks good. J-Lo. See, now, with women, it's hard to tell when it comes to, like, age stuff. Because women wear a lot of makeup. So, to me, like, they got a 2000 picture of J-Lo and a 2019 picture of Dale. And, yeah, she looks fucking the same. But women wear makeup. See, that's the thing that throws you off. It's like, I want to believe that's you under that makeup, but a lot of times that ain't you. So I see the picture and I'm like, all right, yeah, she does look the same. But at the same time, how do you look when you take all that shit off of you? So for women, it's really hard to tell if they really look the same, because women in Hollywood, they wear makeup all the time. They're done up all the time. So you can't really tell if they aged or not. Most of the guys are not wearing makeup unless they're on like movie sets. But girls wear makeup all the time. So it's just like, it's you can't really tell with the women. So, but I still would give it to her. She looks great, but it's like, it's hard to tell because of the makeup. John Legend. 2006 picture, 2019. And he is 40. Oh, wait, they got the ages too. I didn't realize that. J-Lo's 50. Wow, J-Lo's 50? Jesus. And Paul Rudd, oh, he's 52. All right, let's see. Let's go. John Legend's 40. Yeah, John Legend super looks the same. But I can't even lie about that one. He actually looks younger because he cut his beard. But I mean, he's 40. He don't look that much different. Like you're not supposed to look like a fucking old man. You know what I'm saying? Now, this one is a total change. I don't care what nobody say. Motherfucking Halle Berry looks different. Like, she don't look old as hell. But the 2002 picture they got here and the 2016 picture got here, yeah, she looks different. Totally fucking different. She got work done in her face. Like, you can fucking tell. She's just smaller now because she's been doing that yoga shit and that exercising shit she be doing. So she looks younger. But she definitely aged. But like I said, with the makeup, it's hard to tell. But she definitely lost more weight. She's smaller. That's very obvious. And she's 53. But like I said, you ain't supposed to look old like that. I don't care who this guy is. Wait, who's this? I don't fucking know who this guy is. So F this guy. Click the freaking... God damn it. Maybe he's at the end. Oh, no. There it is. All right. Oh, yeah. This nigga. Jesus Christ. Oh, Mario Lopez is 45. Jeez. Yeah, I don't see. Now, him, he don't look different at all. I can be honest. He looks regular as hell. Like, he look like he stepped in a time machine. Oh, no. This is a bad one right here. This is... No. Bad picture. Sandra Bullock looks old. Not like old, but she's 54. She has her, like, you can, no. Sandra Bullock was a bad one. Sorry, Sandra. This was a bad one. You look older. Now, it ain't much older, but you can see that you got work done. You can see your fucking, your neck veins. But you're supposed to have a neck veins and supposed to have a weird neck. Now, you're a white woman, one, and you're 53. So you're supposed to have the weird neck. Shit, that's how white girls look at the ball. That's the thing about white girls too. Like, I ain't gonna lie, man, lately they've been looking better than black girls, but I'm still not like attracted to them. But I'd be like, damn, she's pretty. But it's just, you know, when they get old, it's just that shit, just they look way worse. But yeah, Sandra Bullock, she has a right to look older, but you definitely can see the difference. Like, and she got makeup on, but because white people are white people, like, the fucking wrinkles just bleed through that shit. Now, Pharrell's a motherfucking vampire. Yo, now Pharrell is a fucking vampire. He's 46, but like I said, but it's not. But that's not, again, that's not old. Being in your 40s isn't like old. I mean, technically it is old because honestly, we all live to about 60, 70. So if you're in your 30s, you're fucking about to die, to be honest. Like, we like to say 50 is old, but we don't normally live to 100. So once you're like 30, you're basically almost dead, to be honest. You got 20 more years and you might die. You might make it to 50, but no, I mean 65 at the most. That's most people. So it ain't like the halfway point really isn't 50. The half, because most people don't make it to 100 again. So the halfway point in life isn't 50. It's really like 35, 36. To be honest with you. But anyway, yeah, Pharrell's a fucking vampire. Now, there's not a single thing out of place. Yeah, now this one, he hasn't aged in 20 years. Like, of course, he probably feels it. Now, that's the other thing. They all feel the age difference. Even I feel the age difference. I can still jump around and headbang and do all type of stuff, but I feel the difference when I do it. But, yeah, now, he hasn't got old. That motherfucker is a Jesus Christ. That's fucking wild. Oh no, this is a bad one too. I'm sorry, Eva Mendez. You still look good, but you definitely look older. But again, not by much. She is what? It don't say how old she is on this one. But she's probably in her 50s too. Cause she definitely looks older. But not by much. Not by much. She definitely got work done. They all get work done. Idris Elba, I think is how you say his name. He looks fantastic. He just has the gray beard. The only thing that really looks older than him is he got the gray beard. His beard got the salt and pepper look. But he pretty much looks the same. He's 46. He pretty much looks the same. He just got that gray, the little salt and pepper, which I can't wait to get. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is fucking William Shatner, he looks worse in 2003. Oh, because he must have been fat. He must have been fatter. Because he looks worse. Or maybe that camera just sucks. But He looks fatter on the younger picture, and he looks a lot like he lost a little weight on the older picture. Yeah, this is another one. This is another one that's wild. Gabrielle Union, yeah, she's a fucking vampire too. But then again, like I said, give her the makeup kind of hides whatever she is aging, but yeah, she's a fucking vampire too. She don't look no different. She actually looks better now. Yeah, she gets that. She looks better. I don't fight looking at all these, but there's a lot of them. But I mean, like I said, that's the thing. That's the thing about these freaking. Oh Jesus! I kept scrolling down on the pictures and fucking. I just scrolled away from that thing, and now I'm looking at Janet Jackson, and it's not part of that article. But fuck, she looks terrible. Like, black women, y'all got to stop with this super white makeup shit. Like, that shit looks fucking horrible. Like, what the, like, is she trying to do the Michael Jackson now? You trying to bleach your face? Like, she looks white in this fucking picture I'm looking at. Like, what the hell? Like, what are you doing? Y'all women got to explain that to me. What is the obsession with looking white and being black? Like, I will never understand that shit. And I know women say you got to put your makeup on a shade lighter because if you put it on the exact same, if you put it on the exact same color, it makes you look super dark. But y'all be having like you'll be brown skin and you'll put on like tan makeup. And I'll be like, you look... I don't know, man. That shit look fucking dumb. Not to me. Ooh, Theron's new look for Fast and Furious 9. I cannot wait for this movie. That shit's going to be dope. That shit's going to be dope. I cannot wait. I love Fast and Furious. I've seen it, all of them, millions of times because I watch it all the time. Freaking love that movie. Oh, my God. Hey, why are you always getting on Leslie Jones, bro? Look, listen, I gotta say this. Nobody likes to say it, but she's ugly. Look, I'm about to say some real shit right now. And like I said, I've always straight to the point with everything. Dark-skinned women are ugly, bro. And what I mean by that is they don't have pretty faces. They just fucking don't. It's hard to say that shit because I actually like dark-skinned women, especially when I see one with a pretty face, it like melts my soul. But it's very rare. I'm sorry, black women. Y'all got to hear this shit. It's very rare to see a black man, white man, whatever, especially a black man, for me anyway, to see a dark-skinned girl, like dark-skinned, who's super pretty in the face. What I will say, though, is they always have that goddamn body. Their bodies be on lock. That's the one thing I can say. Dark-skinned women, bodies be on lock. Like, I don't think there's anything better. They got the right amount of tits. They got the right amount of ass. They got the right amount of thighs. And just like their bodies, bar none, probably the best out there. It's just their faces be fucked. They do. I know, man, let me see. One, two, three. Three that come to my head because I know another one, but she kind of fell off. I don't want to say her name, but as another girl, like she fucking fell off. Like, oh my God, she used to be so fine and thick, but she kind of fucking fell off. But I know three that, in no particular order, that are very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. And, yeah. I kind of want to say who they are, but because, I mean, it's not like I'm putting them on blast. It's kind of like I'm giving them props. But I know three that are very, very... to the people who do listen that know me like that, I guess I'll give hints and then so they can know who they are. One of them is she's short. She likes short. She like maybe 5'4" or something like that. Thick. Super pretty. Very pretty face too. Very pretty smile. Very pretty face. It's so fucking rare to see that though, man. And then the other one is super tall, super thick, super pretty face. And the other thing about all three of these girls, none of them wear makeup. They don't lighten their skin. They don't do none of that bullshit. It's just their super chocolatey goodness, and they look good. So the other one, the first one I said, she like shorter. She like 5'3", 5'4", something like that. Very thick, very pretty. The other one is very tall, super thick, very, very dark-skinned, but very, very pretty. And then the other one is probably the best one out of all of them, to be honest, especially as far as the face. Is she's very skinny, but like, oh my God, she has a face of an angel. Like, I don't even know. The prettiest dark-skinned girl I've probably ever seen in my life. And this is just the truth of the matter. Like, very pretty. And I've like, it's weird for me to say it. It's because I've known her since she was like a kid, like a little kid. But she is the most beautiful black girl I've ever seen in my life. Like, dark-skinned girl, the most beautiful I've ever seen in my life. She's the prettiest dark-skinned girl I've ever seen in my life. And it's just weird because, like I said, I've known her since she was, like, a little kid. And now she's, like, I think, like, in her early 20s. But she's super, super pretty. Face is, like, I don't even know. But you know how rare that is to say about dark-skinned girls? So, it is what it is, man. I like black girls. I like dark-skinned girls, and I like brown-skinned girls. I like brown-skinned girls the most. But I will say, when I see a super dark-skinned girl, it's like, oh, my God. It's just, you got to be real. It's very rare. It's just very fucking rare. I'm sorry. And then even the girls that they, you know who else is a super pretty dark-skinned girl to me? Or at least I'm starting to think she is. But I don't know, like I said, because it's Hollywood and it's makeup and blah, blah, blah. But I'll just say it anyway. The girl from, I don't know her name. The girl from fucking the movie Us and the movie fucking, what's the other shit? The one from the movie Us, the crazy lady from the movie Us. That woman is beautiful. And the more I see her, the more I've seen her, some of the pictures on the gram, I'm like, no, she is very fucking pretty. I forgot her name. I need to see what her name is. Because she's very pretty to me. Like, I've seen her in certain pictures. I'm like, oh, no, she is pretty. Like, I've seen her on the gram, and it's just like, oh, yeah, that's her name? Lupita? She's beautiful. I got to be honest. She's very pretty to me. That's her name, Lupita. She's very, she's Kenyan and Mexican? I didn't know that. Yeah, but she's very, very pretty to me. The more I see her, I start like, yeah, she's very pretty. I'm fucking with her. She's very pretty to me. But like I said, man, they got some pictures right here. But that's so rare. But like I said, she's got makeup. But even like if I find even this one, yeah, I'm gonna look at this picture right here. This is probably the least makeup she got. But yeah, she's still to me very, very pretty. She's a very pretty dark skinned girl. Like I said, it's just very fucking rare. It is what it is. But I can't lie, she's very pretty to me. But if we sitting here and we go in front and act like Leslie Jones is not ugly. She's ugly as fuck, but her body's on point, though. Like, I guarantee you, if you fucking saw her naked, you'd be like, oh, my God. Because that's one thing you got to be honest with. She got a fucking body on her. But she just has an ugly face, bro. It is what it is. I'm sorry, dark-skinned girls, but most of y'all have an ugly face. But they have pretty, they be banging everywhere else. You know who's mad overrated, though? Beyonce is mad overrated to me. And not because her face is everywhere, not because her hair is constantly always blown in the fucking wind, but because she just looks corny. Like my cousin said something to me the other day, and I said, you know what? You're fucking right. You're absolutely right about this. Beyonce has no sex appeal whatsoever. Like, know who has mad sex appeal, but is not really that fond of me, but my cousin loves her? Rihanna. Like, Rihanna has hella sex appeal. Like, I can't, not necessarily just making a guy hard, but just, I don't know, Beyonce just seems so stiff and like a mannequin and no rhythm, like, yeah, I know she can perform and all that shit, but it just, she just seems corny to me. I can't put my finger on why, but yes, Rihanna has hella sex appeal. Beyonce just seems boring. Like, I don't know, not for me. What else we got here? I'm just rambling. What else we got here? Missy Elliott's new release. Missy Elliott is just killed the game with that fucking song. Throw It Back is a dope-ass song, and it's a dope-ass comeback song. I'm fucking with it. Like, that shit is hard to me. I fuck with that song. That shit goes in. Actually, her? I'm fucking with her and Lizzo. And Lizzo's just, she's just, she's a superstar. Like, there's no question about it. We're going to be seeing Lizzo for a long time unless she doesn't, you know. I mean, one thing I will say about Lizzo is she's going to have to wise up one day and lose weight because she's young. And eventually that shit is going to come down on her. So even though Lizzo is, you know, speaking up for the big girls of the world and, you know, showing them that they can slay too, at the end of the day, bitch, you better lose some fucking weight. You better lose some weight or you're going to be fucked up out here in the game. And you won't be able to do all that twerking and moving and shit like that for long, especially the older you get. You step, especially if you stay fat the way she is, but get old. Oh, that shit's going to have a fucking effect. Trust. So she need to lose some fucking weight because that shit is going to have a huge effect. Like right now it's all good, but that shit ain't going to stay like that. She better stop playing and lose some goddamn weight. And she's going to. Right now she's just young and she's trying to blow up and she, you know, making her effect on the world and, you know, trying to get all the big girls to feel good about themselves. And that's all well and good until that age start hitting you along with the weight. Then you're going to be like, yeah, I need to get healthy. I need to slim down. You go, like I said, you ain't got to be a size 6. I mean, you ain't got to be like a size 6 or a size 2, whatever women's sizes are. But you're going to definitely have to lose like at least 100 pounds, at least 120 pounds. Like, you're going to have to lose some weight. Right now, she's doing her thing, but eventually she's going to realize you're going to have to lose some weight. Because even I remember when Missy first came out, she was bigger than what she is now. She lost some weight. Like, you're going to have to lose some fucking weight eventually. So, yeah, that's going to happen. Do I want to keep staying on this internet shit, or do I just want to start fucking rambling, or do I just want to end this? Because I really don't know. I was just on here rambling, and I just wanted to put out an episode because I ain't put out one in a while. Maybe next time I'll actually have something I feel like talking about because I really didn't know what the fuck to talk about. But anyway, yeah, you know, this is me rambling, doing what I do, and talking my shit. And yeah, this episode fucking sucked, but I hope y'all listen to it anyway. And as always, hell, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. This is just me rambling in the mic. Welcome to the SP, the Soliloquy Podcast. Thanks for listening.